again at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Connie Strassheim, and we're going to be talking about our book on going into the background of the Lyme epidemic. And we have a major epidemic here in America. Probably about 2 million people suffer from Lyme disease. The disease is spreading throughout the world. When I first heard of Lyme back in 1980, we didn't see it in California. It was primarily in the East Coast, Lyme, Connecticut, the Northeast. But the disease has progressively spread to the point where the Lyme disease is endemic in the community where I live. Literally hundreds of people are infected with this chronic disease, and they go from doctor to doctor with rather bizarre symptoms of chronic fatigue and arthritis and so many of the other diseases that go associated with this and infirmities that go with it. And the average doctor, if he does a Lyme test and it's negative, never even considers that the test may be inadequate. So Connie has done a wonderful job. She actually, well, I'll let her tell her story, but she's actually interviewed a number of doctors who actually are specialists in this field and combined all of their various ideas into a book. And she's actually, many of them have different approaches to the disease, but she gives you an overview of what can be done, how to diagnose this disease, and hopefully trying to make the American people realize that the medical profession, as much as I love them and as much as I believe that doctors try to do their best for their patients, the American medical profession has been intentionally deceived about the incidence and severity of this terrible epidemic. Good morning, Connie. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Stan. It's good to be here.
Well, why don't you pick up the story, tell our listeners how you got involved, about your personal experience, and then what you've learned talking to all these physicians and practitioners across America and in other countries as well.
Yeah, sure. Well, I was diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease in 2004, and I at the time I didn't know what was wrong with me, and I had to go to about 13 doctors before I was diagnosed. It took a year to get diagnosed. And I just, you know, fell overnight with an abundance of symptoms, and none of the doctors could figure out what was wrong with me.
You just sort of woke up with it one day, or was it?
Well, you know, I was suffering from muscle pain, and I had a bit of fatigue, but then, yeah, it was pretty much overnight. I worked a long day, and I used to be a flight attendant, and after that long work day, I just basically never recovered, and one day woke up with an abundance of symptoms, and, you know, Just kind of the typical chronic fatigue symptom profile, and so I began to see doctors, and at the 13th doctor, they figured out what was wrong with me. Unfortunately, I had a positive blood test. Not all people with chronic Lyme disease do, so I was really lucky. But as I was trying to figure out what was wrong with me, I noticed that there really wasn't that much information on Lyme disease, and as I received treatment over the following 4 years, I just realized that a lot was still not known about this disease, so I finally decided to write a book on it, and that's my recent book is a compilation of the 13 of the top Lyme disease doctors' opinions. Basically, what I did was I interviewed 13 doctors, and I published their protocol in a book.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you go ahead with this? And first of all, how did you get over the disease? Did you have to have long-term antibiotic treatment?
Actually, you know, that is the best way to go, but I started out doing a number of different alternative treatments, And I only recently did antibiotics. But, yeah, I did antibiotics in combination with Rife machines, which is an electromagnetic-type device that kills the organisms. I also used herbs and homeopathy. And I also went to Germany to do a treatment with another energy medicine device. And so all of those things collectively probably I received about 80% improvement from those.
So what do you think that there really is an important place in the treatment with the use of antibiotics?
I'm sorry, could you repeat
that? In other words, are antibiotics an important part of the regime, do you think?
Yeah, they are. And in reality, you really, a combination of strategies is usually best because there are some people that do only antibiotics and they don't get better, or there are people that do alternative medicine treatments and they don't get better. You really have to combine the two. And I think the general consensus among, you know, the best Lyme disease doctors is that using antibiotics along with herbs usually is the most effective approach.
And certainly I would tend to concur. Now, what specific herbs would you utilize for this?
Well, and that depends because in Lyme disease, there are a number of different infections implicated. In, the tick generally transmits a number of primary infections along with co-infections, and so there are different herbs that are used for all of these. For the main infection, herbs like andrographis, cimento, those are like some of the antimicrobial herbs, and then you have co-infections like babesia, for which Artemisia is the best herb, and then you have herbs to like reduce inflammation and support the body, which are also equally important. And Steven Buhner has written a book on herbs for Lyme disease, which is really, it's a really complete protocol on what different herbs work for Lyme.
And now, who has written, what's her name?
His name is Steven Buhner, and his
Steven,
book is called
okay.
Healing Lyme.
Okay. Now, basically, you know, when we talk about Lyme disease, the average doctor thinks of the Borrelia, which is a spirochete, but why don't you go to give us the background, because this is much more than simply the Lyme spirochete, isn't it?
Yeah, Lyme disease involves a number of different infections, all of which are transmitted through the bite of a tick, and Borrelia, obviously, is the main infection, but then there are a number of other co-infections that tend to show up, including Babesia, Bartonella, Ehrlichia, Mycoplasma. And each one of these has to be treated individually. You can't just give one antibiotic to treat all these different infections. And furthermore, Borrelia, you know, exists in three different forms. And so you have to give a separate medication for each one of those forms.
Hold on. We'll be back here in just a moment. Tony Strassheim.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stanback here, I guess Connie Strassheim, and Connie was just talking about the fact that Lyme occurs in several forms. Now, that may be sort of an unusual idea to those people who are unacquainted with the disease, but could you explain what you mean by a Lyme disease in several forms?
Yes, Dan. The organism exists. It can morph into different forms in the body. It exists, first of all, as a spirochete form or a spiral-shaped bacteria, which lives in the bloodstream. And then they have what's called a cell wall deficient form, which means that it lacks a cell wall. And that form can exist in the bloodstream as well as in the tissues. And then you have the cyst form, which is a dormant or inactive form of the bacteria, which basically hides in the tissues, and so treatment requires a different antibiotic for each one of these forms. The organism's really, it adapts to different environments very easily. It can adapt to antibiotics, and so this is one reason why chronic Lyme disease is very difficult to treat, because you have to switch the regimen frequently, and you have to have a regimen which includes treatment for all these different forms.
And not only are there different forms of the Borrelia, there are different diseases associated with that that are carried by the ticks.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, but we never used to see all of these things. You know, when I was first got started in medicine, tick bites were, you know, you got Rocky Mountain spotted fever and a few of the rickettsial infections. But, I mean, they were never a major factor for the average individual. But now, ticks all throughout the United States, indeed, increasingly throughout the world, are infected as this disease is spread from country to country. And, of course, to the point where it's here in where I live in the Santa Cruz area. Why, you go walking in the woods, you just never know when you're going to get this. And really, it's going to change people's attitude towards getting out and enjoying the great outdoors. What are some of the other diseases? You mentioned them earlier, but you mentioned mycoplasma and some of the others?
Sure. Yeah. Babesia is one of the most common co-infections, and that's a parasitic infection that is a kind of a relative of malaria. It's very complicated to treat, and very complicated to diagnose because there are a lot of different strains of this organism, and most of them can't be tested for through conventional lab tests. And the other thing I need to mention, Stan, is that these infections, they function synergistically to suppress the immune system. So it's kind of like they help each other in the suppression of the immune system, which is why you have to treat them all at the same time. Bartonella is another one, and then Ehrlichia, Mycoplasma. And again, these co-infections are also really difficult to diagnose just because adequate tests haven't been developed for them. So treatment and diagnosis has to be based on symptoms, basically physicians that are Lyme literate or who have extensive knowledge of Lyme disease. What they have to do is make a diagnosis based on a patient's symptoms, which can be incredibly difficult because all of the different infections have overlapping symptoms.
All right, fine. And so basically, of course, it's a matter, first of all, making the diagnosis, and there are multiple infections that go along with this. Now, do we have any idea where this disease came from?
Well, you know, there are a lot of theories on that, but it did. I believe that it came off of Plum Island, Connecticut, that it... there's a biowarfare laboratory there, and there's a theory that that escaped from the laboratory and that it initiated in Plum Island, Connecticut, or Yeah, it was. So yeah, it's just off the coast of Connecticut, and then it began in the on the East Coast, but rapidly spread throughout the United States and the world. Initially it was a problem just on the East Coast, but now it's pretty much an epidemic all over the U.S. There are people that think that it doesn't exist. Like, I live in Colorado, and most doctors here would say that it's not a problem, but I know of, at least 100 people here in Colorado that have the disease. So it is, in fact, very prevalent, and it's spreading to just about every part of the world. It is an epidemic also in Western and Eastern Europe.
Now, are there Lyme support groups in there in Colorado? Because, of course, this program is heard primarily in Denver, Northern Colorado, Johnstown, Fort Collins, Boulder. It goes into Wyoming. But are there Lyme literate doctors? Are there support groups for people with Lyme disease in Colorado?
Yes, fortunately, there is. There is one support group that they meet once a month at Aurora Central Public Library. It's the first Saturday of the month, I believe. And in addition to that, there are a number of online support groups. And people that don't live in an area where there's an actual support group, they can find help online. Usually there's a number of different Yahoo groups that exist out there, so those can be a tremendous help for a person that's just starting to navigate through the disease and get information about it.
Now, how do you separate chronic fatigue from Lyme disease?
That's a good question, Stan. That's actually very difficult because a lot of the symptoms of chronic fatigue overlap those with Lyme disease, and quite often chronic fatigue syndrome is Lyme disease, but doctors don't necessarily recognize that because a lot of people who do have chronic Lyme, they test negative on blood tests, and so they, a lot of cases are missed. Doctors who are trained to recognize Lyme disease can sometimes tell the difference whether it's Lyme disease or chronic fatigue, but at other times, the only way to know is by doing a trial run of treatment and seeing if the person responds, then that's an indication that chronic Lyme may be present.
Now, of course, you mentioned blood tests, but you had a positive blood test. Did you have the regular blood test that is run by the average physician, or do you have the specialized blood test that's run by a few laboratories that have given tremendous opportunity to make the diagnosis, where before it was so difficult to make if you didn't have the regular blood test?
Yeah, Stan, I started out with my local lab, and fortunately I tested positive on this lab test.
Okay.
And my physician, but this doesn't happen with everyone because the local labs often miss Lyme, but my doctor wanted to confirm that diagnosis by going to a more specialized lab, and there's one in the country that's highly regarded for diagnosing Lyme disease, and the name of that lab is called iGenix. And I tested positive on that test as well, and so I was able to get diagnosed. But again, at least half the people that have chronic Lyme will test negative on a test because their bodies don't produce, their immune system is so suppressed that it doesn't produce antibodies to the disease, which, when you do a blood test, they look for antibodies. As well, there are a couple laboratories that do antigen testing. That is, they look for the presence of the organism in the blood. And those are done through Central Florida Research and Fry Labs. Fry Labs is in Arizona, and Central Florida Research is in Florida. But again, just like any other test, they miss a lot of the positive cases because basically the organism has to be present in the blood sample that they're taking, and that doesn't always happen.
All right. Now, is this the routine blood test a Western blot of some sort?
Yeah, it's called the Western blot. Some doctors, they like to use an ELISA test, but the ELISA test is pretty much worthless. Lyme literate doctors that know how to treat the disease, they say that the ELISA is just not that reliable, and you do want to look at the Western blot. And you want to look at certain bands on the Western blot because those that are recommended by the CDC will not always, the criteria that they use for picking the bands is just it's not the best criteria, and there's a lot of politics behind why that's true, but basically there are certain bands that you want to look for when looking for a positive diagnosis.
Now, what is the CDC doing to try to bring this disease under control and bring it to the attention of physicians across America?
Well, unfortunately, their current position is that chronic Lyme disease does not exist, that it's an easily treatable disease, that once you get a tick bite, 2 weeks of antibiotics will cure the disease. They believe that anyone that has symptoms following the tick bite, they call it, they say that person has post-Lyme syndrome or some other problem. But the fact is that they don't recognize chronic Lyme, which means that physicians have a really hard time diagnosing it because they're not given the proper training. And there are a lot of reasons for this. The Infectious Disease Society of America has established the guidelines, and there are reasons why those guidelines have been flawed. There's a book called Cure Unknown, which is written by Pamela Weintraub, and she's the senior editor for Discover magazine, and she wrote this book, which goes into the politics of why Lyme isn't being diagnosed, why people aren't getting treatment, and it's an excellent book, which I highly recommend. And again, it's called Cure Unknown, so I just highly recommend for anyone wanting to learn more about the politics of Lyme to check that book out.
In fact, I've got Pamela scheduled for a program sometime next week. I've sent away to Amazon to get her book and hope to have it read by the time she's with us next week. But
oh, great. That's good. I'm glad she's going to be on your show.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that
yes,
organized medicine, because they rely upon the Centers for Disease Control, and I've been back there, I've talked to the doctors there, and I will tell you that this is not the solution to our problem. It's one of the major problems facing America today.
Oh, it is.
We'd be far
yeah,
better off if we didn't have the Centers for Disease Control, because, of course, it has nothing to do with medicine. It's all about politics. And
it is.
And many times it's very, very harmful to the health of the American people. That's a tragedy. But anyway, we're talking about Lyme disease. And if you're out there in the audience, you have a question for our guest, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And this is a disease. Would you say the figure 2 million, is that about what's commonly accepted today?
About 2 million are, how many have it today?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. You know, that is really hard to estimate because every year there are at least over 200,000 new cases per year. And so my guess would be that it actually exceeds that number. The problem is that, you know, with the ineffective testing, and there are a lot of undiagnosed people out there, but the current CDC estimates are over 200,000 new cases a year just in the United States alone. It is the fastest growing infectious disease in the United States and possibly worldwide.
And the one problem is, of course, if you take a blood transfusion, you can pick this up. Actually, people get chronic fatigue from getting blood transfusions. They can certainly get this type of disability. They can get the Lyme infection or the associated infections, and there are a number of other associated infections, and they never test the bloods for these things, so there's no way
yeah,
they have of knowing, and you just want to be very, very careful taking a blood transfusion. Now, when I practice medicine, you know, I used to do a lot of back surgery, 5 units of blood we would give these people, and we didn't think anything of it, and very seldom saw any chronic problem with that, a recurrent problem from it. Today, if I was practicing medicine, I would be loath to give anybody a blood transfusion
yeah,
because of all the new infections that we have that can be transmitted by blood, and open heart surgery. They give blood transfusions. Well, fortunately, we have some doctors, as the physician I had, who was actually able to operate on the beating heart. Didn't put me on the bypass, didn't give me any transfusions, and probably that's one reason of why I still have most of my mental faculties. But in the past, when they gave large numbers of blood transfusions to people with heart disease, why, many of them were never quite the same afterwards, and I fear that it's because of these new chronic infections that have been introduced into society by some means or another. And many people think it came from Plum Island, myself included, because I've read what Zygmunt Brzezinski said in his book, Between Two Ages, and you should read it too. We'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest. Give us a call. If you have a question, 877-254-7524.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Your friends at A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning in Brighton remind us the responsibility of drivers. Caution and courtesy is the key to staying safe. Please remember to pay special attention around schools, parks, playgrounds, and especially around school buses while they're picking up and dropping off. Our children are our future. Please do your part to keep them safe. That's from A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the experts who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings. Call 303-659-1087. That's 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning. Do you watch the direction America is being taken and feel powerless to stop it? When you read the headlines every day, do you get an uneasy feeling in the pit of your stomach? Do you get the feeling our politicians just aren't listening to us? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you're not alone. We, the people of the Greeley 912 Project, recognize the uniqueness and excellence of the Constitution of the United States. We're dedicated to mobilize the people to honorably restore it to its rightful position as the law of the land. Won't you join us? The Greeley 912 Project meets at 6:30 p.m. every other Wednesday at the Destiny Christian Center, 6250 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. Visit www.greeley912.net for more information. And plan on joining us for a Tax Day Tea Party on Thursday, April the 15th at the Greeley Post Office on 10th Street from 4 until 6:30 p.m. Bring a sign or a flag with you and let's show our elected senators and representatives how we feel about them continually expanding the government's role in our lives. Tax Day 2010 is a perfect opportunity to let them know we are taxed enough already and we're tired of their refusal to listen to we the people. We'll see you on Thursday.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess it's morning, Connie Strauss-Simon. Connie, would you like to tell our listeners where they can get your book, and do you have a website you'd like to get out there?
Yeah, sure. People who are interested in getting free information on Lyme disease can visit my blog, which is www.LymeBytes.blogspot.com, and my book can be purchased on that site as well. Is at limeinsights.com, so that's LymeInsights.com. And there's just a lot of information on my blog and also in the book.
It's a great book. It's got a lot of great information. Now, you mentioned the Rife machine. Do you really think this is effective?
I do believe that it's effective for some. The interesting thing about treating chronic Lyme disease is that no one single alternative treatment is effective for everybody, but Rife machines are helpful for, I would say, a significant majority to varying degrees. I don't know of many people that have attained remission just from using Rife machines alone. You usually have to combine that with some other therapy like antibiotics. For me personally, Rife machines didn't do a lot. I probably improved by about 10% by doing them. But I know of people that have better results also.
All right, fine. Now, certainly talking to all these doctors and specialists in the treatment of Lyme disease, what was the general overlying approach? In other words, did most of them use or all of them use antibiotics at one time or another? And what other things did they do that really were helpful?
Yeah, the vast majority use antibiotics. I know that there are some other practitioners, naturopaths, that use strictly herbs. But again, I personally don't know of anybody who gets cured of Lyme disease just by using herbs alone. Now, there is, for instance, in my book, there are a few practitioners that use strictly alternative medicine. One uses homeopathy. Another uses what's called the Bionic 880, which is a machine that they have been using in Germany to treat Lyme disease over the past 10 years. And it's a form of photon energy, which releases the organisms from the cells. And I believe that it's a pretty effective therapy if a person has just strictly Borrelia. And so there are those. And then of course, a few doctors that use just herbs. But again, the vast majority use antibiotics combined usually with herbal medicine.
And what about diet? Is diet an important part as far as the treatment of the disease is concerned?
Yeah, diet is very, very important. People with Lyme disease, most doctors actually recommend a low-carbohydrate diet because carbohydrates feed the organism and they cause inflammation. And so most doctors will recommend a diet that's high in animal protein, nuts, and healthy fats, as well as salads and low glycemic fruits. And that can be a difficult diet to follow, but it's really, really important for healing. There are doctors that believe that people won't heal unless they address their diet. And actually,
right.
It's
absolutely essential that people change the diet. You can get by with insulting your body a certain amount is not a good idea, but all the junk food, the other things we take, and really there's so many things in the prepared food that you're going to get the stores that are chemicals and other products, aspartame, MSG, we're exposed to bisphenols, we're exposed to fluorides, we're exposed to metals, we're exposed to all sorts of things in our prepared food, in our drinking water, in our vaccines. All of these things are detrimental to our immune system, and really it's the immune system that really has to be stimulated, doesn't it, to get it to work to heal itself?
Yes, and that's good that you bring that up, Stan. Organic food can be particularly important for that reason, because the immune system is already overburdened from Lyme disease, so when it has to contend with a lot of toxins from the environment, it reduces, the body's ability to fight off infection. And pretty much with this disease, it's so difficult to treat and beat that you really just want to do all that you can to support it. Dr. Nicola McFadgen, she just published a book called The Lyme Diet, which she's a naturopathic doctor, and she provides some really easy, interesting recipes in her book for people with Lyme disease.
Okay, if you're going to be on these special diets, well, you have to find means of doctoring up the food. It'll be edible. But, there are lots of things, and really one of the most amazing things to me is that some of the spices, that have been used for years, actually, when you begin to analyze them, the chemical composition, you find out that things like turmeric and other things, cinnamon and all these things, really have medicinal properties that the average person has no idea about.
Yeah, that's true. And turmeric is excellent for reducing inflammation. And it's a very tasty spice that you can put on meats and it's a spice that's used in Indian food. So I think there's a lot to be said about using spices and adding those to the diet.
But people really are never taught of them. These are things certainly I never learned in medical school. I don't think the average doctor knows about them, but the average individual doesn't know about them.
No.
But our grandmothers knew about them. This is the thing, and this knowledge that ordinarily would have been passed down or should have been passed down from generation to generation has long since been forgotten. And this is one reason why we have so much chronic disease in our society.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, certainly, you know, after talking to all of these doctors, was there, other than antibiotics, was there any, and diet, was there any other thing that really comes forward that they, many of them tend to agree upon?
All of them would agree that a comprehensive approach to treating Lyme disease is really important. And that means not only treating the infections, but also supporting the body's different systems, the endocrine system, or the hormones, the digestive system, central nervous system. And so that would mean, you know, taking remedies to help the hormones to regulate more properly. It means taking supplements to reduce inflammation, to aid the body in sleep, basically, you know, anything just to keep the body, help it in its functioning well, so that it can fight the disease. And so all of them use strategies that support the body. As well, they use strategies to support detoxification, because with Lyme disease, the organisms create what are called neurotoxins. And these toxins create more inflammation in the body, make the person feel a lot sicker. So as you're doing treatment, you need to take substances that bind the toxins and just help get them out of the body. So that's another important component to treatment that all these practitioners in my book use. And then also, finally, exercise. That is one thing that some people overlook, and it's also very important. Most Lyme disease doctors, they wouldn't recommend too much cardiovascular exercise, as this can put excessive strain on the heart and the body. But, you know, some form of walking or mild weightlifting, yoga, tend to be important.
And, of course, as with anything, exercise is important. It just helps get your body functioning better and helps your heart. But I'm sure these doctors know better than I do. At least they do not want any real, nothing real too stressful. Is that correct?
Yeah, because in people that have chronic fatigue, you know, it's, if you do too much, you kind of pay for it.
Hold that thought. Right? We'll be back in just a moment with Connie Strasser.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce the host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Pierre's Catering, celebrating Black History 365 days a year, salutes past and present African-American leaders who led the way to equal opportunity, keeping hope alive to succeed and achieve success. Let's continue to work together for a better place to live, work, and raise our families, and make a better future for all Americans. This message courtesy of our good friends at Pierre's Catering at 2135 Downing in Denver. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Connie Strasheimer, and certainly our telephone number, if you're out in the audience, you have a question, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. 7524, and this is really such an important subject. I mean, people, everyone should know about Lyme disease. I could think of people that I know, at least half a dozen, who, you know, certainly just in my own community, who've developed the disease, contracted it, Sydney, and going out walking and getting bitten by a tick. But, Connie, an awful lot of people don't even remember the tick bite, do they?
No. In fact, the vast majority of people with chronic Lyme disease don't ever recall getting bitten by a tick. And this can be for a number of reasons. For one, the ticks are extremely small. Some of them are just the nymph ticks are about the size of a pinpoint. So it's really easy to miss a tick bite. And you know, the classic determining factor for whether you've been bitten by a tick is whether you develop a bullseye rash. But a lot of people don't even get a rash. So, which means that, you know, a lot of people don't even realize when they're bitten.
And this is the big problem. And, of course,
yeah.
You know, unless the doctor's really thinking about this, you know, is acquainted with this entity, why he's going to miss it altogether. And, Connie, I think it was 13 doctors you went to before you finally found somebody who made the diagnosis?
Yes, and this is not uncommon. In fact, I was probably lucky to be diagnosed within a year. Some people, you know, they go 10, 15 years without a diagnosis, and so that's really the, you know, it's really unfortunate. It's just that doctors, they're not trained to recognize it, and, you know, basically they're taught that chronic Lyme doesn't exist, so it makes it very difficult for them to establish a diagnosis. And the other thing is that because of how complicated it is to recognize it, doctors usually need a lot of time with a patient, you know, anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours, but most doctors under insurance plans can't afford to give their patients that much time. So that's another reason why I think it goes undiagnosed.
Well, certainly what's happening in medicine today is such a tragedy, you know, and especially if you're working for an HMO and you have to just to churn out 5-6 patients an hour, 4 patients an hour, and you can't really do a good job that way.
No.
And yet, of course, we're getting away from the private practice of medicine, into the corporate practice of medicine, into the government practice of medicine, and heaven help the patients. So certainly took Connie 13 doctors, and these are good doctors. I'm sure most of them really wanted to do the right thing, but Sydney, if you're not acquainted with this clinical entity, and believe me, everything is being done to conceal this truth from this and repress the information so that doctors, especially because of the CDC and its involvement, they do not want doctors to realize that we have this plague. It is truly infecting our people. Now, what about other countries? You mentioned that this is spreading to other countries in Europe.
Yes, and it's quite prevalent in sections of both Western and Eastern Europe, but it's even less recognized in this part of the world. So I think in Germany it's a little more recognized than in some places, but for instance, I'm working on doing a translation of this second book into Spanish, and the translator I work with, who's in Spain, you know, he has Lyme disease. He contracted it by operating on a cow, and he just couldn't get help because he says none of the doctors in Spain recognize Lyme disease. It's also very, very prevalent in Canada. There are cases showing up in Australia, also parts of Latin America, especially Mexico. There aren't as many cases further south, but, you know, the disease is migrating. And, for instance, birds are vectors for the disease, and so, you know, and people are as well. Lyme can be both sexually transmitted and, you know, it can be passed on from mother to child as well as through breast milk. So those are factors that also increase the spread of the disease across the world.
And this is what people just don't ordinarily understand, that there are other means of transmitting this, you know, when somebody's gotten infected, and they can be then at least potentially infectious to others. These are entirely new chronic infections, and believe me, we did not see this before about 1980. In the first 20 years of my medical practice, I'd never even heard of mycoplasma, the infections, or the chronic fatigue, or the Lyme disease. all new diseases are plaguing our society.
Yes.
Well, Connie, what sort of response have you gotten to your book?
Well, it's been very favorable. I have people that write me and call me and just thank me because this information. I mean, there is a doctor who's published a book on Lyme disease, and his book is excellent. His name's Dr. Singleton, but because it is such a complicated disease, I think it's wise to have information from a number of different experts, and so people are really just happy to receive the vast quantity of information that's in this book.
Because many of the doctors who actually treat this have different approaches, isn't that correct?
Yeah, they do. There are certain things that they have in common. For instance, most of them do treat with antibiotics. There are only 3 out of the 13 that don't. But they do have a unique approach, each one of them.
All right. And so if you have the disease or you know somebody who has the disease out there, what you want to do is get a Lyme literate doctor.
Yes.
And they do have a website, don't they, the Lyme literate doctor?
Yeah. There is a website. It's called ILADS, and that's ILADS.org. And that stands for the International Lyme and Associated Diseases Society. And this is an organization that was set up as a rational counterbalance to the guidelines that have been set up by the CDC and Infectious Disease Society of America. And it's comprised of doctors that are called Lyme literate doctors and they know how to treat the disease. And, you know, they've received special training about it. And so there is a listing on there of doctors around the country who know how to treat Lyme disease. And again, I just have to emphasize that it's really, really important that if you suspect you have Lyme disease, to go to a doctor that's trained specifically in Lyme and that treats probably only Lyme disease, because it's almost like a subspecialty within itself.
It really is. In fact, we used to say, you know, no syphilis and you know medicine. Well, that has changed to no AIDS, you know medicine. Now it's no Lyme disease, you know medicine. Connie, God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
you. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And back here at the Genesis Communication Network, we do hope you enjoyed our discussion this morning. We actually have a 4-tape set on Lyme disease, various interviews we've done with people on this subject. We think it's a very important subject. We actually have two books that we carry, written by Brian Rosner, as I recall, but you can call our 800 number, request the four-tape set, or the books on Lyme disease. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We also have a book on the chronic fatigue syndrome. I should say we have a four-tape set on chronic fatigue. But you must understand that they have introduced all of these diseases into our society. Why would I say they've done that? Why? Because Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote in his book Between Two Ages, and back in 1970, about how by the year 2018 we were going to be able to have all these great new chronic diseases we could use on the enemy. We'd be able to create storms and droughts, and I believe that's at the bottom of page 57 of his book Between Two Ages. You get on the internet, costs you $500 to $1,000, but why did it cost so much? Well, they don't want you to read this sort of thing. They do not want you to know, ladies and gentlemen. You need to hear my talk on the planned population reduction. They really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world or disable them, so they won't be able to resist this wonderful new utopian world being planned for us by our unelected rulers. There really is a group of people who control our society. And if you haven't seen a DVD, Pat Wood's excellent DVD, called The Trilateral Commission, it's available. My talk on the financial Armageddon explains how these people created the problem, who they are. I mean, no sooner we have the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness and the syllabus. That's the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness from their membership list. And they involve the Trilateral Commission, of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30. And these are elitists who have a different world view. They believe in elite rule, and they believe, of course, they have the right to control us common people and to bring us into this wonderful new world that they're planning, at least those who survive. They, of course, they have the disaster seed bank up there above the Arctic Circle, where they have guards protecting the seeds so that they'll have seeds to plant when they start in all over again. They are intentionally poisoning the people of the world with genetically modified food. 90% of our soybeans are genetically modified. 90% of our corn is genetically modified. Creates infertility, creates all sorts of chronic diseases, destroys the liver and kidneys. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. We've got some great books on genetic engineering. We've got two books by Jerry Smith, and you'll want to get those, certainly, on genetic engineering. Call us at 1-800-544-8927 and get the books on genetic engineering. Get the four tape sets on genetic engineering. Understand what these people are doing, and then help us get the word out. My talk on planned population reduction, none dare call it genocide, they're available. 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. We'll be right back.
Got a home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
In USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Veteran Congressman Bart Stupak has confirmed that he will not seek re-election.
But it's time to begin a new and exciting chapter. Last night and early this morning, I informed Democratic leaders and key supporters that I would not seek re-election to Congress.
The Michigan Democrat was instrumental in stalling health care reform and a dispute over abortion. The pro-life lawmaker ended up voting for the final bill, and he and his family have since received anonymous death threats.